Okay, so have you ever, really tried to move something with your mind?
You mean like telekinesis?
Yeah, exactly. Like just stared at something, willing it to move.
Yeah, I think we've all tried that at some point.
Right. But what if I told you this whole mind over matter thing is actually a lot more real than we think?
It really is. And that's what we're diving into today, how our thoughts can actually impact our physical health.
We'll be looking at an interview with Dr. Crow Goosen from the WIN Initiative. They were featured on the Healthier You podcast, talking all about this mind-body connection and a class they teach called Mind Over Matter.
It's a fascinating interview.
Yeah, so let's start with the basics. What exactly is mind over matter? It sounds kind of mystical, to be honest.
I get that, but it's actually more grounded than you might think. It's about how our thoughts, beliefs, even our emotions can directly affect our physical well-being.
So we're not just talking about like positive vibes or
Oh,
something.
no, not at all. We're talking about measurable effects that science is starting to understand.
So, how does that even work? How can my thoughts actually change what's happening in my body?
Well, a lot of it comes down to our nervous system and how our thoughts trigger certain responses. Dr. Crow Goosen talked about how stress, for example, can release hormones that put our body in fight or flight mode.
Like when you're facing a threat.
Exactly. Your heart rate goes up, your muscles tense up, you're ready for action.
But if that happens all the time, it can't be good for you.
Right. It can lead to all sorts of problems, high blood pressure, sleep issues, even digestive problems.
How does mind over matter help with that?
That's where the techniques from the Mind Over Matter class come in. Things like mindfulness, positive affirmations, even visualization.
Okay, hold on. I need you to break those down for me. What's mindfulness? I feel like I hear that word everywhere these days.
Yeah, it's definitely a buzzword, but it's a powerful practice. Mindfulness is basically about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. So, like noticing your breath, your body, your surroundings, without getting carried away by thoughts about the past or the future.
And how does that help with stress?
By focusing on the present, you're calming your nervous system and activating what's called the parasympathetic response. It's like the opposite of fight or flight. It helps your body relax and recover.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And what about those positive affirmations? Is that just like repeating nice things to yourself?
Kinda, but it's more intentional than that. It's
Yeah.
about choosing specific statements that challenge negative thoughts and reinforce positive beliefs about yourself.
So like if I'm always telling myself I'm not good enough, affirmations can help me shift that.
Exactly. By repeating affirmations like, I am capable or I am worthy, you're actually rewiring your brain through neuroplasticity.
Neuroplasticity, that's the brain's ability to change and adapt, right?
Yes. And it's pretty amazing. Our brains aren't fixed. They can actually change based on our experiences and what we focus on.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So affirmations are basically like mental exercises for your brain.
You could say that. And they can have real benefits. Dr. Crow Goosen mentions studies showing that positive affirmations can boost self-esteem, motivation, even resilience.
Okay, I'm starting to see the power of this stuff.
Yeah.
What about visualization? That's another one I've heard a lot about.
Visualization is about creating a mental picture of yourself, achieving a goal, or overcoming a challenge. It's like a mental rehearsal.
Do athletes actually use this?
Oh, yeah. All the time. They visualize themselves performing at their best, hitting that game-winning shot or crossing the finish line first. And you know what? Studies show it actually works.
How so?
By vividly imagining success, you're activating the same brain regions that would be activated if you were actually doing it. It helps to build confidence, reduce anxiety, and even improve performance.
So it's like tricking your brain into thinking you've already done it.
In a way, yeah. But it's not about pretending, it's about preparing your mind and body for success.
Okay, I'm getting the hang of this. Now, there was one more technique, cognitive reframing. What is that all about?
Cognitive reframing is about challenging negative thoughts that hold us back. It's like taking a thought that's not serving you and looking at it from a different perspective.
So instead of saying I'm a failure,
Yeah.
I would say.
You might ask yourself, what evidence do I have for that thought? Is there another way to interpret this situation? Maybe instead of I'm a failure, you could reframe it as, I made a mistake, but I'm learning from it.
It's about being more realistic and compassionate with yourself.
Exactly. And it's a skill that takes practice, but it can be incredibly powerful in changing how we think and feel.
So all these techniques, mindfulness, affirmations, visualization, cognitive reframing, they're all part of the Mind Over Matter class that Dr. Crow Goosen teaches.
Yeah, and what's really great about the WIN Initiative is that they want to make this knowledge accessible to everyone. They offer classes online, in person, and they even have scholarships available.
That's fantastic. So it's not just about learning about these techniques, but actually putting them into practice in your own life.
That's the key. It's about empowering people to take control of their well-being and create positive change.
We've covered so much today, but the big takeaway for me is that this mind over matter stuff isn't just some new age concept. It's backed by science, and it can have a real impact on our lives.
I completely agree. It's about recognizing the incredible power of our minds and using it to create a healthier and happier life.
So if you're listening, I want to leave you with a question. If you could choose just one of these techniques to focus on today, mindfulness affirmations, visualization, or cognitive reframing, which would it be and why? It's something to think about. And if you want to learn more about the WIN Initiative and the work they do, you can find them online. Dr. Crow Goosen mentioned their website and social media handles are insert handles here. Go check them out.
You won't regret it.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into mind over matter.
It was a pleasure.